Hi, welcome to the first introduction. My name's Johnny, and before we get into anything, I just want to say it's genuinely good to have you here. This place wasn't built as a business or some kind of sales pitch. It came from something real, something we kept seeing happen to people again and again. And I'm not the only one who saw it. Before we go any further, I want to introduce someone who's been beside me through this whole journey. A good friend and one of the partnered admins of the club. Please welcome Elvin. He's now going to explain the real barriers and the tool share basics. All yours, Elvin.
Thanks, Johnny. Hey, everyone. I'm Elvin. And let me just say this straight. If you've ever tried to start something online, you already know how it goes. You're excited. You're motivated, you're ready to learn, and then the costs hit you. Not one cost, all of them. You want a lead system? Upgrade. You want to build a funnel? Upgrade. You want to send an email? Subscription. You want hosting? Another subscription. You want tracking? Another upgrade. And before you've even touched anything, you're already being told you need to spend more. Most people don't quit because they're lazy or unmotivated. They quit because they can't afford the starting line. And that's the part nobody talks about. Johnny and I saw this happening over and over again. Good people, real people, who wanted to learn, who wanted to try, who wanted to build something, but they were blocked by the cost before they even got to touch the tools. That's why the Tool Shed exists inside EFP Club. We gathered the platforms people normally can't afford to try, not so you can own them, but so you can use them, so you can learn how things actually work, so you can see how commissions are made, so you can get your hands on the real stuff without the financial pressure. And we keep those tools inside the club for a reason. They work best in the environment we've built. The guidance, the support, the structure, the clarity. If someone tries to use them outside the club, they lose all of that. And the whole experience falls apart. So when you bring someone new in, we just ask you to explain it gently. Dex tools stay inside the club. If you want to use them, you join us properly. It's not about rules. It's about keeping the space fair, safe, and real for everyone. Anyway, that's the heart of it. That's what we kept seeing, and that's why this place exists. Let me hand it back to Johnny. He'll tell you how this all came together and why we built it the way we did.
Thanks, brother. Everything Elvin just said is exactly why EFP Club exists. This wasn't something we planned on building. It wasn't a business idea or a strategy. It came from watching people hit the same wall we hit when we started. We know what it feels like to want to learn, to want to build something, but not have the money to even try. We know what it feels like to be excited and then instantly shut down by the cost of the tools. And somewhere along the way, through all the conversations, the late nights, the testing, the failures, the small wins, Elvin and I realized something. People don't need more hype. They don't need more pressure. They don't need another buy this first system. They need a place where they can start without fear. A place where they can learn at their own pace. A place where they can earn first and decide later. A place where the tools don't own them. They own their direction. That's why we built this. That's how we came together. Two friends who wanted to create something fair, something honest, something evergreen. And that's what EFP Club is.